Hachette Audio presents The Winter Soldier, written by Daniel Mason, read by Lawrence Dobiesh.
Certain affections have an unfortunate destiny. André Leary, 1918, Commotion et Émotion de Guerre. Chapter 1. Northern Hungary, February 1915. They were 5 hours east of Debrecen when the train came to a halt before the station on the empty plain. There was no announcement, not even a whistle. Were it not for the snow-draped placard, he wouldn't have known they had arrived. Hastening, afraid he would miss the stop, he gathered his bag, his coat, his saber, pushing his way out through the men who filled the corridor of the train. He was the only passenger to descend. Further down the line, porters unloaded a pair of crates onto the snow before jumping back on board, slapping warmth into their hands. Then the carriages began to move, chains clanking, stirring his greatcoat and swirling snow around his knees. He found the hussar in the station house, with the horses brought in from the cold. Their ears flicked against the low ceiling, their long faces overhanging a bench where 3 peasant women sat, hands clasped over their swaddled bellies like fat men content after a meal. Feet dangling just above the floor. Woman, horse, woman, horse, woman. The hussar stood without speaking. Back in Vienna, Lucius had seen regiments on parade with their plumes and coloured sashes, but this man was dressed in a thick grey coat with a cap of worn, patched fur. He motioned Lucius forward and handed him the reins of one of the horses before he led the other outside, its tail whisking across the women as it passed beneath the Habsburg double-headed eagle on the door. Lucius tugged on the reins, but his horse resisted. He stroked her neck with the back of one hand, the broken one, while he pulled with the other. "Come," he whispered, first in German, then in Polish, as her back hooves broke from the ice and frozen dung. To the hussar at the door, he said, "You've been waiting long." "It was the last thing," he said. Outside, the hussar lowered a leather mask, cut with slits for eyes and nostrils, and heaved himself onto his horse. Lucius followed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?